Blog Talk Radio.
You heard it here first, by the way. Watching Sports Popping, L Boogie and T-Ro, no other option. The Streets of Talk Radio Live, Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Free Trial Fridays. You heard it here first when you step into that asylum. Joel's the G, L.A. banging, them niggas smiling. T-Ro from that redneck state, I'm talking Dallas. That's why he run with nothing but shooters like he a Maverick. L Boogie from the cutthroat state, man, that a heartless. And even though he good, I still got him regardless. You hear me? He stole my music empire. The Streets of Talk and the radio's live, tune in the fire. Yeah, Streets of Talk and Radio, man. Tune in every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Shout out my man L Boogie, T-Ro, Joel, the G. Shout out to Dallas, L.A., Cleveland. I go by the name of the finesse, people. Go my music empire. Streets of Talk. Tune in.
Streets is talking. Man, special shout out to my man. You know what I mean? GME Finesse. He down in Vegas right now. We gonna meet him down there though.
Street.
Right after the show, we on the first thing smoking just to let the world know.
Woo! Can't wait.
Man, it's hot. And it's Freestyle Friday. Man, before we start the show, Ro, I want to say big up to Juelz the G and big up to you, man. How you doing on this evening, man? It's hype. It's Friday the 13th, man.
Yeah, and I'm loving every bit of it, man. You know, Friday the 13th, Freestyle Friday, the biggest weekend of the year. Man, I can't wait. There's so much fire to talk about, you know what I'm saying? And I want to say blessed love to the Mrs., you know what I'm saying? Mrs. Hudges, we love you, baby girl. You know why. You know what I'm saying? But the streets is here. It's Friday. It's time to get it in, L Boogie. I know it's hot, man. I know you got plenty of topics to talk about. What's on the list, baby?
Man, first of all, we got to give a big up to my man. He's a Georgia Phenom high school player, and he was born, bro, with his left arm, half of his arm missing. It's hazed. It's half missing. And he's a high school phenom in Georgia. And my man Billy Donovan has given this guy a walk-on tryout for the University of Florida. We got to give a big up to Billy, man.
Oh, yeah. Big man, that's what's up. Big shout-out to the homie down there doing his thing. Born with a half an arm?
Half an arm, bro. Imagine. Is guys taking it easy on him? He's out there feeling sorry for him, man.
No, from what I understand, L Boogie, this guy is giving guys the business, even with his arm the way that it is. And it's just exciting to see that a young fellow with that disability still being able to give the guys the business. And it's just unfortunate that it's only one university giving him a true look. And big ups to Billy Donovan for doing that guy, giving that guy a chance to, even walk on to see what he got. And I can bet you this, L Boogie, he's going to be playing somewhere. If it's not at the University of Florida, there's always D2 schools that are really good, and I think he'll fit in just right. But, big ups to the guy in Georgia. What is his name again, L Boogie?
Zach Woodzack.
Okay, Zach Woodzack. Yeah, we're gonna keep an ear to the streets on that. You know, we got some peeps down there in Georgia who can definitely keep us updated with that guy and how he's going and what his stats are gonna be. So we'll definitely make sure we keep his name, around the streets because, hey man, he's an athlete. You know what I'm saying? Giving these guys the business. So it is what it is. Do your thing, Zach Woodzack.
Man, I don't know what to talk about first. NFL or NCAA, but it's going to go, I just flipped a coin in the back, and let's go NFL first. First of all, Sanchez, we had a game last night.
Yeah.
The New England Patriots and the New York Jets. We had a game. Sanchez says he doesn't need surgery. He's upset because he said he won the QB competition. Now, it looks like we got a reversal of, remember when Tom Brady came in for Drew Bledsoe when he got hurt and he never relinquished the job since then. We might have the same case. However.
However.
Last night, I thought Geno Smith played like a rookie. I thought that, you know, this is a different team. You can't throw three interceptions and think you're going to win in Foxborough. And the ball is wet. It's heavy. Don't think, I mean, you're young, your arm, you know, your quarterback awareness, you kept patting the rock like you was smacking your girl on her, you know what I mean? So it was patting it and holding it and caressing it a little too much. So, and secondly, at the end of the game, Nick Mangold, the center, after Tlaib, the defensive back, made the interception, went after his legs. I thought it was a dirty play. We had guys ejected. We had a couple fights. Ro, give me your synopsis of last night's game.
Well, man, you know what? I'm not going to go so hard on Geno, man. Yeah, he looked like a rookie in the fourth quarter, but let me tell you this, man. Up until that point of where he began to break down and throw interceptions, he was in the game. Geno Smith actually had an opportunity to knock out Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and the New England Patriots. It's just amazing to me that Rex Ryan would put Geno in that position. And, you know, I knocked Geno in the beginning of the season, you know, just by him running his mouth and all that. But I'm going to give the guy his due. Because he was actually controlling the game somewhat, but it was just some of his players that weren't catching the ball. And, you know, granted that he's a rookie, he still was in the game. He had an opportunity to knock off New England. But Rex Ryan, being the coach that he is, he decided to go all out and put the game in Geno's hands. And we both know that Geno isn't that talented just yet for the NFL. But I think he made a mistake by putting it in Geno's hands so quick. He could have ran the ball because we know right after halftime, after Teddy Bruschi got, you know, put in the New England Honor of Fame, you know, it started raining and pouring hard. So what you have to do in this league, because you're not Tom Brady, Geno Smith, Rex Ryan, you should have been running the ball. You were doing okay as far as running the ball against the New England Patriots defense. So I don't understand why you went and veered away from that and just thought this guy was going to, you know, throw you two or three touchdowns when it mattered most, and it cost you. And it ended up making Geno look like the rookie that he is, and he ended up losing the game for his team. But I must say, I'm going to give Geno his props on this one, El Boogie. I'm not going to cut him below the knees so hard and so fast. Because he was actually in the game. They only lost 13-10, so a big ups to Geno. Now, to the situation where Mangold, the center for the New York Jets, decided to do whatever it is that he did on the sideline, he just cost two teammates of his, you know, a lump sum. I don't think anybody's going to get suspended. Yeah, they knocked over the referee, but that's just when you're in the heat of the battle. You're trying to get there with your teammates and get it done. But I did see a couple of punches thrown, which I think that will, you know, have one teammate to have, you know, a more expensive burden on him than the other. But at the same time, you know, it is what it is. Football season is back. You know what I'm saying? The Jets thought they had an opportunity, and it went down the drain when that happened. And so, you know, that's what it always happens in sports, man. A little anger, and I don't mind it. Thank you for getting rough out there. You know what I mean? So it's all good. I ain't tripping. It's going down. And, yeah, we'll see what the Jets can do next week. What's your take on Geno? I mean, not as far as Geno, but, you know, the situation. You know, do you think Mango should get a heavy fine? Do you think they should get a suspension? What's on your mind?
He comes from the Ohio State University. And coming from Ohio, I was a little embarrassed. It's a cold in the street. That right there, I can see on the field and you chop block a guy. And, you know, it's some in between the lines. You can cut you low or tackle you at the knees now. That's legal. But when you maliciously, after the play was over with, you saw it. What if that guy would have tore ACL or twisted an ankle, been out for 4 to 8 weeks? Same thing with, you know what I'm saying, my man Sue. He just got fined $100K for his chop block when this guy got an interception against Minnesota. So I think I think Nick Mangold should get $100 also. Maybe $130 because he was out of bounds.
Wait, Sue only got charged $100K? He's not suspended?
Not suspended. He just was fined $100K.
Wow.
And listen to this. Clay Matthews, his first offense, he got fined $15,000.
Yeah, I'm surprised that wasn't more for what he did to Kaepernick on the sideline. That was, you know, that was another, you know, a battle in the heat of the moment. So, you know, yeah, I can understand that one. Yeah, he should have got 50 for what he did.
And the linebacker from the Buccaneers, he was fined $38K.
Oh, the safety. Nah, that's the Sean Golston. That's that headhunter. You know, he goes for his, so yeah, he gonna be getting a lot of those. That's just 30 right off the top.
You know, I'm talking about the guy who knocked Geno Smith out with 7 seconds to go to give him an opportunity to score a field goal. The linebacker for the Buccaneers.
He got 30?
He got 38.
Yeah, still penalty.
Moving on to the felons, getting off the felons. We got the Peyton Bowl. Broncos. Going up under in the bright lights, going to New York. Ro, who do you got? You got the older brother or you got baby boy?
You know, L Boogie. You know, I just really want to see this game. If I had to pick, you know I'm going with big brother. Because Peyton Manning he's unbelievable when he's in the regular season. And he hasn't lost to Eli yet in the regular season. I believe he's 2-0 against Eli up until this point. And I believe that he's going to be able to actually get another victory. It just looks like the Giants are still trying to make it happen, even though Victor Cruz looked good. But I just believe that Peyton is going to find a way to, you know, show up little brother again. And, you know, it'll just be like the wheels turning on a car, nothing different. Will he throw another 7 touchdowns? He might throw 6 this time. But it's just all up to Eli and the New York Giants to see if they can honestly, you know, keep from turning the ball over like they did against the Dallas Cowboys last Sunday. So if the Giants can keep the turnover to a minimum, because you know Peyton Manning ain't just going to go out there and turn the ball over 3, 4, 5 times in a row. So, yeah, I'm going to give it to Peyton if I had to choose between the two brothers. Now, let me ask you this, L Boogie. After I ask you this question, I want you to give me your synopsis on who you got. But, you know, it's a big weekend, man. And I know in Vegas there's got to be, you know, some certain amount of money that's going to be, you know, like a projection of how much you're going to put on that game. Because I know if I have at least $50 in my pocket, I'll make sure I put it on Peyton Manning and Denver to win at least to cover the spread. Have you heard anything about the numbers on the street, what's estimated, projected to be, or what's up with that?
Well, you know, my source is down in Vegas, and right now, as we speak, people have made bets accumulating up to $9 million just so far. We're not going to talk about college till we get there, but I have some inside sources about that game. Right, game time. Is going to be a projected $27 million betted on the Manning Bowl. It's 9 now.
That's a lot of money, man.
Whew. My money's going to be up in there.
Who you got then? You got Peyton or the younger brother?
I'm going with New York City. The law of averages, you can't keep losing to your brother, man. And I stand to correct you, he's 0-4. So this might be the year. He's at home. They're upset that they lost to the Cowboys. So I think that Coughlin, he went out, and I think that he put the whooping stick on his team during the week, and they're going to be a little bit more impressive. But they have to run the ball. And with Von Miller out, I think that Eli can do something. It's a little different. He's played against a different beast this week. You
okay.
know, no knock on Joe Flacco and his team, but I think that Eli Manning is going to show up, and I got to go with that. And you know why, bro?
Talk to me. Why are you going with Eli and the Giants, man? Is it because it's a home game?
You know you smell the money.
You know.
Everybody's going to go with Peyton Manning because of this very great game of 7 touchdowns. And I know Peyton Manning is going to feel a little funny trying to show up his little brother. But at the same time, he going to try to put it on him and just say, you still my kid brother. But Eli got 2 of them and you got 1. So it's a fire that burns in both guys. But I just think that Eli is going to get it off this time.
That's what I'm talking about. He just might. I know I know what you mean by, you know, that competition between big brother and little brother. You know, he just ain't going to keep beating up on me, man. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to make sure I give you the business this time. You got to win one. Can't keep losing them all.
Bro, big games coming up. Give me your pick'em games, man. Give me 3 pick'em games before we jump into the NCAA, man, before we go to this break.
Oh, well, you want me to give you 3 of them. I'm going to give you 3 because these are the 3 that I'm looking at. You know, of course, I'm a Cowboy fan. And good old Andy Reid, God bless him out there in Kansas City. You know, it looks like he has the Kansas City Chiefs going in a way that the Kansas City Chiefs needed to be going in since, you know, they've made a couple of changes over there. And now that they have Alex Smith and, you know, Jamal Charles just might be back there in the backfield, I'm really hoping that the Dallas Cowboys don't find a way to debacle like they did last season in the second week of the season. It was incredible how we beat the Giants last year, week 1. And then didn't show up against Seattle in week 2. And I'm just hoping that this year, I'm hoping that that doesn't reoccur. I'm hoping that the Dallas Cowboys can start off 2-0. If we can do that, I think we'll be heading in a more positive direction than what we've been in the past and start working and building momentum to, you know, seek forward. That's game 1. I think Dez Bryant is going to have a big game this week. My second game. If you are not watching this game this week, you need to slap yourself. Whatever you're doing out there, callers, find a way Sunday evening, because this game come on Sunday night. No way you can miss it. San Fran at Seattle. And I got my money on San Fran. I think that San Fran and Jim Harbaugh have it going on right now, yo, Boogie. And I think that it's just going to be an exciting game because Seattle's defense is just raw. And if you remember last year, before Colin Kaepernick began to really take over the starting position, San Fran got beat down in Seattle and that 12-man crowd. It was 42-13, and it didn't look good. So I think that San Fran has that revenge factor on their mind, and I think it's going to be a better showing of Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers of what they can really do to this league. And we'll see. But my money is on San Fran. I know Seattle's going to play tough. They got that nice, good defense, but we'll see. My game number three, man, I want to see what the Arizona Cardinals are going to do at home, first home game, against the Detroit Lions. I want to see Matt Stafford. I want to see Megatron. It's going to be a hyped-up game. It's going to be loud. It's going to be crazy. You got the Honey Badger back there. You get to see what he's really going to be able to do. You know, this guy, Megatron, Calvin Johnson, is, you know, a beast. And, you know, with him being out there and doing his thing, we'll see if the Honey Badger really measures up to this game. He's got his hands full this week, and we will see him and Patrick Peterson both. And you know Matthew Stafford. He going to throw it up. He don't care about who's surrounding Megatron. And if that happens, I believe that Carson Palmer is going to try to get Larry just as many catches as Megatron. So it'll be a nice game to check out. I can't wait for it. And those are my three big games. How about your three big games? Who you got?
Well, I'm going to say what I'm interested in is that for one, my one pick'em is a conference, the AFC North. I'm interested in seeing who's going to be 1-1 and who's going to be 0-2. That conference play, everybody is 0-1 in the conference. Cleveland plays Baltimore. Pittsburgh plays Cincinnati. You know, so that's that. I'm very intrigued about that. You know, people in Cleveland are still, you know, they're 0-1, but they, you know, this is a big game for them because, number one, the team moves. So they can't stand. Even, bless your soul, our Modell. They still hating our Modell. He dead. He dead, y'all. Let it go. L.I.G., man, let it go. But, yeah, that's very interesting. And you got two teams that's really struggling out the gate, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. They let a league get away. My second, you know, pick is going to be Washington at Green Bay. I'm interested in seeing how RG3 bounced back. And I'm interested in seeing what we do as far as, again, trying to stop that option with the quarterback. What are we going to do with that?
True. Got your hands full again. But I believe Clay Matthews is that beast that will hunt down the quarterback. And with RG3 not being really 100%, you know, we'll see. We'll actually see how he performs this week again. He got better in the second half when they were playing the Eagles. But, you know, Green Bay is a different beast. They have some other pieces to their puzzle that just might be able to tame Washington. Because last week, Philadelphia really got to RG3, and we saw him take a pound in, not from running, just from, you know, not being able to be as mobile as he's normally mobile. So I just think that's a good pick. I think Green Bay is going to bounce back. You know, they always do good on bounce back games. So it's been a long time since Green Bay has lost two in a row. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers and his squad are very capable of, you know, making this game look easy, so to speak. But we'll see what they bring. I like the matchup. And, yeah, that's another hype game. What's your third game, player?
You know, you know what they always say in the street. When you have two bad teams, it equals a good game. So I'm going with Jacksonville at Oakland.
Oh.
Very interesting game there. Two teams that's in the cellar trying to come back up and rejuvenate their organization. I think, one, Oakland, they might have something down there with Terrell Pryor. I wasn't sold on him when he first came out of school, but with the revolution of the game, he might be warranted for that. You know, only thing that I question is his accuracy, so to speak, and getting it in that window. But that's where I am. Big up to my man Cecil Shore from Cleveland, Ohio, man. He plays with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He plays receiver. And I just feel so sorry for you because, you know, Gabbard, man, they need a quarterback too.
Straight.
So that's my pick'em game, and I'm going to go with the Raiders because they're at home. And TP, I hope you do your thing, baby.
Start it.
When we come back, this dedicated to the guys who started off 0-1, we know you can't do nothing but go to the top. I'm feeling you right now. To all the homeless people in the street, man, because we in the streets. For real. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. When we come back, NCAA. Oh, yeah. We ain't finished. We just getting started. Let's go.
Nigga, I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here to popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends.
Whole lot of.
347-855-8896. And if you want to send us a tweet at LBoogie15, man, we pumping like gas. You hear me?
All the way to your clit.
And you know, Ro, you said it. You heard it here first before we started this NCAA season. We said all our callers and viewers, always tune in Thursday because it's always Thursday night special. It's upset. It's upset special. Uh-oh. And the Dickie V voice. Texas Tech knocked off number 24 TCU 20-10. Upset special, bro. Tannehill, the coach, new guy. Must be the new guy. Wow.
Yeah, and you know, the new coach, Coach Clifford, not Clifford, they call him Cliff for short. You know what I'm saying? Coach Cliff Kingsbury used to be the quarterback down there at Texas Tech, and now he's a head coach after leading your boy, Johnny Money, well, he was offensive coordinator for Texas A&M last year, and now you see what he's doing with his own team. Upset special, like I warned you from the jump, L Boogie. Every Thursday is an upset. If you rank, it's not good for you to be ranked to play on Thursday night on ESPN, man. Because it's somehow, some way, it's going to be an upset for you and your ranking. And TCU learned that last night, even though TCU didn't look good. Big ups to Texas Tech for holding on. You know, they had a couple of mental lapses where the young fella, you know, went in for the touchdown, L Boogie, and dropped it right at the 1 yard line. Thought he was in. He looked like an old boy from the Denver Broncos just last Thursday evening. Thought he had a touchdown, and nope, they brought it back to the 15. And Texas Tech was still able to converge on that. But, you know, big ups to Texas Tech. Number 41, Malik Jenkins. I see you. That's my boy. That's my boy's son. You know. And they told me, you know, on the way out there that it was going to happen. And, you know, it is what it is. ESPN hasn't failed me yet on Thursday. And we just in week three with the beginning of the college season, L Boogie. And it's happening already. I'm telling you, it's going down. It's going down. Did you think it was going to be an upset last night, or did you think Texas Tech, or did you think TCU was going to actually pull it out?
I thought TCU was going to pull it out because it was close and the quarterback got hurt. But, hey, you got to give them credit. It's the system.
Right.
So I'm very intrigued about Texas Tech. Very intrigued about that team. We'll see where they end up, you know, near week eight, you know, near midseason, week seven, eight. So, bro, let's talk about the top 25 and some of the games. Number one versus number six.
Woo!
Alabama, Roll Tide against Johnny Football and Texas A&M.
Woo!
World, when you call into the asylum, let us know who you got. We got the NFL going down. Now we're talking about the NCAA. Make sure you press that one so you can get in the asylum. And I see you guys are throwing kites. And that's what we call trying to get in. You know what I mean?
Already.
Who you got, man? Bama or Texas A&M? It's going down.
You know where I'm going. I got love for my state. I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? We're going to put it on old Alabama. All because Charles Barkley keep talking trash because he don't like Johnny Money. But let me tell you this, boy. Alabama going to try to kill that boy. So, Johnny, how you running shoes on, boy? How you running shoes on? Are you good at it? If Johnny can be Johnny, which I know Johnny going to be Johnny, it's going to be a whole bunch of playing with the money in the air. You know what I'm saying? He going to be showing everybody. He going to sign autographs. And man, look, I got Texas A&M, L Boogie, 24-21. It's going to be a dogfight. I know Nick Saban going to bring Roll Tide all the way from Alabama to College Station, and it's going to be crunk. But I got my man Johnny Money. I know Alabama is ranked number one, but you always lose a game. When you high, Alabama, and I just think that you're going to lose one early this season. Yeah, you'll be able to still get to the championship game, you know, but guess what? You're going to take one on the chin in the morning. Who you got, L Boogie?
Not so fast, my friend. I have to go with Nick Saban because every time he's lost to someone and played him again, he hasn't lost. I know the law of averages, like we said with Eli. He's bound, you know, just like Biggie Small said, all these bras, I got to fuck one. I know the percentages is in, you know, they got to get knocked off one time. And one thing about Nick Saban that's hurt, you know, that hurts him, anytime you look at those losses, it's against mobile quarterbacks who can be creative and get away from the system. So, Tebow, Cam Newton, Johnny Football.
Yeah, and it's going down.
I got Bama by 8 points.
What, 28-20? What you got? 18-10? What you calling?
36-28.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a high-scoring game. You know what, man? While we talking about this, man, let's go ahead and jump into the asylum, man, because I know, man, the asylum is hot. It ready to go, man. So what we're going to do, man, we're going to start it off with one of the official brothers from the sports officials. You know what I'm saying? Not artificial. Always coming with the officialness. You know, it's the OG scorekeeper. OG, what's the deal, baby?
Heaven, praise the Lord, heaven, oh, what's really happening?
Man, you know what it is. Big brother, it's the biggest weekend of the year. And I'm ready for it. Are you ready? You don't sound like you're ready for it. We're talking about Bama, Texas A&M, and College Station tomorrow.
I'm always up for it, shouldn't they? Come on, I'm always ready, man. Don't let the smooth sound fool you.
It's Friday the 13th. You got the smoothness here.
Streets and talking, sports officials, baby. You're not artificial. We official.
So who you got? Do you have Roll Tide or you going with Johnny Money?
Hold up. See, listen to that, L Boogie. See, here we go again.
He don't know, Jewish.
Let me break it down why they call me OG scorekeeper for the world and for everybody. Okay. OG scorekeeper. You got to put yourself in this position. You playing in the game, whatever sport you may be playing in, and you look over at the scorekeeper, and he over there cheering for the other team, what you going to do? Right. So that's why I'm going for whoever wins. That's OG scorekeeper. Rhythm G scorekeeper. The SCOREKEEPER, period. And the G is for, gotta get mine, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what I'm talking about.
But on the flip side, man, that Texas A&M, that Alabama game, man, that's a game for the ages, man. It's very hype. You know, it's very it's very much talked about all over the world, and they put it at the right time since it's the same day of the fight. You know, it's early in the afternoon. You know, where it seems like everybody's going to be able to catch it. You know, you got everybody talking about it. NFL locker rooms are talking about it. It's hyped up, man. I want to see a great game, man. And after it's over with, I'll tell you guys who I thought was going to win it anyway.
Go ahead, hit me.
You said after it's over with.
Okay.
After
well,
it's over with,
you.
I'll tell you guys who I thought was going to win it anyway.
I know where that's going.
Treats is talking. Hey, my intriguing games, though, the NFL, though, them three intriguing games I got for the NFL. It's three games, you know, like you guys were saying, you know, I want to look at those games where those guys are going to end up going on two, you know, because the percentage-wise, you know, I think it's like 12% of teams have started on two and only 12% have made the playoff. So I want to look at those games like that where those guys can kind of like start on two. You know, they're supposed to be like playoff teams, like that Green Bay and Washington game. I think Hell Boogie was talking about that's going to be very intriguing. And those AFC games, that AFC North, man, that Browns and Baltimore and that Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, like any of those guys, two of those teams have to be on too, you know what I'm saying? And one of those teams can take over the division this week, you know what I'm saying? So those are my three intriguing games this week. You know, I look at those teams that could start 0-2 but are supposed to be playoff teams, you know what I'm saying? Looking at the percentages.
Right. That's a good one. I like that pick, you know what I'm saying, because it really going to put pressure on a lot of teams. You don't want to start off 0-2. It's only been three teams to go to the Super Bowl after starting 0-2. So, yeah, hopefully these teams can turn it around and, you know, get that fire started. We already have 4 weeks of preseason and two, you know, one solid good week of regular season. So they need to get it together. A.K.A. San Diego Chargers.
Not to switch gears on you guys, what you guys think about that Michael Beasley signing with the Miami Heat?
Oh, yeah, we were going to get to that.
Let's go ahead and touch on it, L Boogie. What I think about it, it's just, you know, Michael Beasley, he got a good-ass agent because this guy keeps getting busted. You know, smoking weed, and I don't understand what his problem is. Yeah, you a high profile, you know, athlete. A lot of people know you when they see you, but you got to slow that down. you got to get a hold on it, man. You old enough to where you should be a veteran in this game to already know the tricks of the trade. And it seems like as if he hasn't learned yet, but big ups to him going to Miami. And, you know, they're picking up just somebody who can help them, you know, score a little bit when LeBron and them are taking breaks. So, you know, he's still going to be high. It ain't like he not going to be high. He's still going to be getting it in down there in Miami, too, because he already got the connect down there. You got to remember, they drafted him when he first came out a few years back. So
second overall.
Yeah, so, you know, this is his second time going back, too. So, you know, he got connects out there. And I think he'll fit in. He'll be fine. Like I said, he can score. So, you know, 6'7", 6'8", who can score, you know, just to give some guys some, you know, some rest while he good quality minutes, I think he can produce that for the Heat. What you think, El Boogie?
Like you said, his agent should get paid a bonus. He can rejuvenate his career. He's going to be down there with professionals. He's with LeBron. He's with the Beatles of the basketball game. He's with the greatest, you know, the greatest show going. So, also what I think about that, I'm going to touch on it. It's not that bad. He's not bad as L.O. So, the streets is talking. At least it's just weed. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
So, I'm not really, you know, it's not legal. But, you know, the streets is talking. And, hey, it's better for him. He lucked up. He got back together. And listen to this, OG. I want you to keep scoring this. Did you hear about in the streets at when Les Miles was at Oklahoma State and half the team? And this is no surprise because we're still on the NCAA. I want to ask you this question. Half the team, a couple players said that most of the team was, you know, drug selling on campus and also being high before games and using drugs. Are you surprised?
Man, not at all. Not at all. You know, everything done in the darkness has to come to light. So I think we just in a day and age where everything is all these, because, you know, it's allegations down in Alabama also. So I just think we're in an age where everything is about to start coming out because, like you said before, I know you smell the money. You know, that money always talks. You know what I'm saying? That money always talks. So it's so available right now that it's bringing people out to woodwork, you know what I'm saying, just on all different type of things. So I think we're in an age where everything is just about to start all being put on the table, and it's going to be a time where it's going to be like, okay, everything is on the table now, you know, deal with it, you know what I'm saying? I think that's where we're coming to. You know what I'm saying? Everything. I'm not surprised at all, though. I'm not surprised. They're going to deny everything, but how could you be surprised, man? These guys, some of these guys made it, some of these guys didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? These guys that didn't make it, man, they looking like, man, I need to get something for not making it. You know what I'm saying? So these are avenues where they feel like they're being compensated for the work that they put in and things of that sort. You know what I'm saying? Because some of these guys are bottom of the barrel cats that didn't make it. You know what I'm saying?
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. And I'm going to say this on that subject, being that we've all went to college and been in that realm, you know, on the football team, the most popular guy is the fourth string receiver because he knows how to get the sex, the money, and the drugs.
Everything. He know everything, yeah.
Exactly. He's the money. And he knows that once I leave here, and I'm just verbatim what you're saying, once he leaves here, it's either the streets or he got his degree along the way. He kept his enemies closer and played the system
right. And
got his degree
right. And
then, you know, did that. And we know that without that, some of the guys that we know wouldn't even be in school. The only reason they're a goon. They're really a goon,
right. Man. Right. Right. They're puppets.
So, yeah, so, you know, I'm in total agreement of what you're saying. And listen to this, OG Scorekeeper. You keep the score at home. In Vegas, I got the line. Right now, before the game, estimated bets overall right now is $5 million. What do you think the estimated, by kickoff, what do you think the estimated money value will be for that game in Vegas?
For that Texas A&M and Bama?
Alabama.
Oh, man, that's estimated. It's already at 5, and you say by kickoff tomorrow, it's going to be kicked up to at least around 20, between 20 and 25, because there's going to be a lot of intriguing things that they're going to say, and it's going to entice people. And then you not to mention more people going to be around and drinking that liquor and things of that sort going to escalate everything. You know what I'm saying? So you got to look at all that. So, yeah, in the 20, 25 range. And just think about just this whole weekend of sports just pertaining to how you said with the money that's involved. Man, this is a huge weekend for sports, man. Just look at all the money that's being raked in from all different sports. You know, not even not to mention the sports that we're not even involved in too much and talking about too much. Oh, man, it's going down this weekend, man. We're not artificial. We official, man.
All right, OG, last question, because that's a lot of money. Last question. You know the fight is going to end it all. I don't want to hear about you being the OG scorekeeper on this one, period. You got to give me a winner. You got Mayweather or you going for Canelo this weekend? Is it a knockout or a decision?
Woo, man, it's a knockout. It's a knockout. It's a knockout. Because I've seen the
I
watched the weigh-in. I'm not going to give no round, but I watched the weigh-in, and I just watched just the whole, just the how Canelo, he wasn't playing into the, you know, come on, you can hold the belt too, and just all the little stuff that Floyd Mayweather was throwing at him, or just the seriousness of this guy, you know what I'm saying? So regardless, it's a knockout. I don't know which round, but it's a knockout.
You get the money team going down Saturday night. That's what you're telling me, OG.
No, I got it. I said it's a knockout. I didn't say who was going to get knocked out. I just said it was a knockout.
Wait a minute. Come on, man. We need a winner.
Man, I'm gonna go with the underdog, man. I'm going to go with that young 23-year-old, man. That's 42-0. For those who don't understand, what 42 means. But I know how it's going to end up being, but I'm going to go with 42-0 guy.
Hey, man, you need to put $100 on that, man. You might win $100,000.
No, I got
you, OG. When I go down, I got you. I'm putting $100 on Canelo just for you.
Yeah, watch that guy.
I'm a wire
in sack,
baby, like the streets.
He wouldn't play into it. So they both undefeated, man. So we're going to see. That'll set it up for even bigger payday for Mayweather with the rematch game. You see what I'm saying? Then he's going to come back in the rematch game and win and go out on top as the best ever. You see what I'm saying? So
I like that. I like that. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Well, G, you know it's been great, baby. I'm glad you checked in with us, man. You know we're going to check with you on Monday, man, because you still ain't gave us a win on the Alabama and the Texas A&M, but I know you rolling with Johnny Money, so I'll check with you
heaven
on Monday to make sure you at that.
Hey, I'm rolling with Heaven O Youth, baby. Heaven O. You rolling.
Heaven O You, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Be good. Be good, fellas. Be just talking, man. We rolling, man.
Have a good weekend. L Boogie, it's going to be a rough weekend, man. It's going to be a real rough weekend, man.
The plot thickens.
He got Canelo. You know what, man? Before we take a commercial, man, let's go to another caller, man, because I know this brother probably at work, and we're going to jump in with it real quick before we have to, you know, get back to working. Let's go to Big Brother Oaf real quick, because, you know, he always got some great predictions, and, you know, he's down with the Vegas line. So, you know, Big Brother Oaf, man, the streets is talking. Where you at?
The streets is talking, baby. Hey, guess what? Y'all know when I
it's
come
a
on here,
weekend. It's
I'm bringing controversy.
Uh-oh, yeah, you said you were going to do that on Monday. So what's
bringing
the
controversy
you're trying to start up?
Man, listen, I'm going to tell y'all this, man. When you speak football or sports, you got to speak facts. You see what I'm saying? Y'all, man, Alabama's about to blow these boys out. It's not about to be no 8-point spread. It's not even about to be close.
Man, please. You can't come down to College Station and think you're going to get away with just blowing Texas A&M out. We talk about joining money.
I'm giving Texas A&M 14. That's how fast. Huh?
That's it? Oh, just 14?
Man, I don't think they score more than 14 points.
All right, talk to me then. What Nick Saban going to do different?
I'm going to tell you, listen. Now, y'all know we got to speak facts. They scored their first 21 points in the first 15 minutes last year. They only put up a couple points, man, in three quarters. They only put up a couple points in three quarters, man. Not only that, since the streets is talking, they supposed to lost that game.
They were supposed to, but they didn't.
All right, then.
And
well,
Johnny went on to win the Heisman. And let me tell you what's going to happen. Alabama offense ain't working on all cylinders like y'all think they are. They only scored one lucky bomb to the dude who killed Virginia Tech in week one. If it wasn't for Christian Jones, Alabama would have scored 7 points. He scored 21 by himself. And it ain't going down like that in College Station. So if you want to talk about Alabama coming in and rolling tide and scoring all these points, it ain't going down. Put your trust in Aaron McCarron if you want to. I believe L. Boogie, what's the Vegas line on it? $5 million right now? It's going to be about $28 million by the time kickoff starts. And if you think Johnny Money didn't get paid in the summer, you just wait for this game over and he's going to win his second half of the trophy. That boy's going to be really paid.
I don't believe you. I ain't with your theory. I ain't with your tactics right now, and I'm letting you know right now. Take that $100 and put it on Alabama, man. Because I'm gonna be flat out honest. We're not talking about the same offense that we was talking about last year. They got five new receivers. We're not talking about that same dominant defense. We're not talking about the same Manziel.
We're not talking about the same Alabama offensive line where four guys went in the first and second round either.
Man,
they have they have a whole new offensive line. They have five new guys. Three guys that's new in the secondary. So it's gonna be like I said before, if you exploit the secondary, which running quarterbacks do against Alabama, check your stats. That's the guy who does it all the time. Remember the last game, on every third down, he was 8 for 13 for the game. Outside the pocket, on any play, he was 6 for 6. So do your homework. The streets is talking, baby.
The streets talking, right? And I'm going to tell y'all who going to personally kill that AM. Man, believe that boy Yellen going to kill him. Because he was a problem last year.
I agree with you there.
And he's going to even be a more problem this year. He's going to be all over the field, baby, because the streets is talking. My name is Controversy Oomph, and I'm letting it be known that AM is going to score 14 points, if that.
Now, I am rolling with Tide, but I don't think it's going to be a blowout at home. They don't call it the 12-man for nothing. That's the only thing I'm giving them their credit on. I agree with you as far as the run game, and that's what they need to do. Like Rose said, don't put your trust in the quarterback like they tried to do week one. So it's going to be very interesting, but I think it'll be high scoring. Yeldon probably run for 200. You heard it here first.
Man, please, what y'all drinking? It ain't going down like that at College Station, baby.
He's going to run for 200 yards, and he gonna have an extra 125 all-purpose.
Yeah. I love it. That's Mr. Controversy right there, boy. If you didn't know, he always call in and call the controversy.
That's just the beginning of it.
On the NFL side, what you looking at? We need three games that you're looking at this weekend. Talk to me.
I'm going to tell you my number one game, man. Just because on the strength, I'm out here in Pittsburgh. My number one game is to see what these Pittsburgh boys going to do. Because I don't see them winning.
That's against Cincinnati on Monday night, right?
I don't see them winning.
Pittsburgh going 0-2?
They going 0-2.
Woo, you heard it here first.
Oh, that ain't it. That ain't it. I'm going to tell you my upset of the week. Y'all ready for this?
Uh-oh. Yeah, talk to me.
My upset of the week is Kansas City Chiefs over Dallas Cowboys.
Woo! See, man, there you go, man.
I'm going to let you handle that, bro.
Come on.
Hello?
Oh, I know you missed the controversy, but come on, man.
Man, they got that boy Andy Reid coaching, man. He's coming for revenge. He's going to be 0-1. His defense going to be flying. His offense going to be dynamic. That young boy, Alex Smith, going to be on point. The streets is talking and controversy sale, baby. I'm trying to tell y'all something.
Okay.
I got one more
Now, I agree. I understand where you're coming from, Mr. Controversy, and I'm going to give you a stat. I didn't want to get a stat on live air, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to keep this one to myself. But Mr. Coach Andy Reid against the Dallas Cowboys, he's had 28 opportunities against the Dallas Cowboys. He done won 17 out of 28 games against the Dallas Cowboys. So he has a pretty high percentage of beating the Cowboys. I didn't want to put that out there, but I don't think it's going to work. We going to hurt Alex Smith on Sunday. I'm telling you that right now.
Man, that's your theory.
We hurt Alex Smith.
That's your theory. I'm going to tell you my last I'm going to tell you my last upset game. My last upset game, man, of the week is Tennessee over Houston.
Whoa.
Come on, Mr. Controversy. You cannot
man,
be serious.
Man, the streets is talking, man, and my upset over the week is Tennessee over Houston. They had problems.
In Houston.
Sports world, y'all hear me first, man. Controversy upset of first. Tennessee over Houston.
That's
AKA
strange,
the chef.
Man. I hear you, Mr. Controversy. I'm definitely – you better check in Monday, too, because I need to know what your ratio is going to be about this weekend, man, just from those games alone.
I'm marking it down.
I'm about to tell y'all one more thing, man. And listen, this is about to shock y'all, but I'm about to be so honest with y'all. Y'all ready for this?
I'm listening.
I think that Team Mayweather is in trouble. I feel that the sports world and boxed that man to a corner of which he cannot receive and dodge these punches. It's going to come to him. I say Mayweather going down before five.
Oh, woo.
He's
going to be a new champion.
Five rounds.
That's it.
I don't see no more. The first round, they're going to fill each other out. The second round, Kanoa, he's going to get real aggressive. Third round, going to go to Floyd. And the next two rounds is going to determine the whole fight. Guaranteed.
Oh. So there you have it. Hey, L Boogie, that's the second caller that's going with the underdog.
And I'm going to tell you why. Y'all ready why?
We're listening.
There's no way that underdog can beat Floyd on that scorecard. And I sat back and watched the fight between Kanoa and Trout and him and Mosley. His speed wise, it's okay, but he wasn't fighting a fighter as fast as Floyd. But at the same time, he got a nice corner game. And Floyd,
right.
he always make one simple mistake, just one.
Right.
He put his hands up and he shrugged his head. By the time he shrugged his head, acting like it ain't no effect, that one will get in. And it's going to put him night-night.
Well, we going to see. We definitely going to see. I think Floyd's still quick enough to bob and weave and hit you upside your coconut once or twice. And as long as he don't hurt his hand like he did against Guerrero, because he was trying to knock Guerrero's ass out too. As long as he don't hurt that hand, I think he's going to be all right.
He's 50. Hey, Boogie.
Talk to me.
That man's 50. I'm not putting no money up on him. He personally disrespected Muhammad Ali, said he was the greatest fighter of all time. I am not a fan of Floyd Mayweather, and I am saying right now on air that controversy is predicting that fight will be over in 5 rounds.
There you heard it. Straight, Mr. Controversy, we appreciate you calling in, baby. It's time for us to take a quick commercial, man. You know we're going to holler at you on Monday. You know that, right?
Yeah. Most definitely.
And, oh.
Yeah.
Don't forget, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends.
And to tell her girlfriend.
Oh,
no question.
That's cold. That's cold. Oh,
Streets.
The streets
have pumped, baby.
Man, we get live. Man, we're going to go more in depth into the fight. Oh, think, you know, it's going to have us transition over. Oh, man, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. We the UGK it is. Go, let's go, bro.
Excuse me, Dougie Fresh.
Yes!
Have you ever seen a show with fellas on the mic with 1 minute rhymes that don't come out right? They bite.
They never write.
That's not polite.
Am I lying?
No, you're quite right. Well, tonight, on the very mic, you're about to hear, we swear, the best star rappers of the year. So, cheerio,
yell,
scream, bravo, also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Man, we bang. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8896. Or you can get online on your iPad, on your laptop, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, the streets talking. Man, street show, baby. Tomorrow is the show. Man, that was for Johnny Football. And also, the show, the money team.
Yeah.
Saul Canelo Alvarez against the money team.
Hey.
It's going down.
L Boogie, let me ask you this. How much is Team Money Mayweather? How much money is he projected to earn in this fight? Just the fight alone.
$33 million right now in county.
Dang. Well, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money, man. Just to show up, get $33 million. Ah, man, that's a lot. Yeah, I see why he want to fight every 6 months or honor this contract. Cause I mean, man, if you're getting, you know, $30+ million every fight, I mean, yeah, you ain't got to do nothing. You just get to kick it, fight, beat a dude down once or twice, and get paid a whole lot of money to kick it. But hey, let me tell you this, L Boogie. Let me tell you what I heard about Money Floyd Money. When he went down to Oklahoma City, when he was sitting at courtside at the Miami Heat game, when they showed him splurging and doing all of the other stuff, you know, it was him and his little mama with him, and he had about maybe two other people with him, but this dude got the tickets, you know what I'm saying, and the tickets that he had cost $25,000 to sit courtside at the Miami Heat game. And he owes this booker, this little ticket, you know, little ticket scalper dude, $80,000. Now, am I right or wrong? Do I see Mayweather carrying a backpack full of money everywhere he goes? Why he wasn't able to pay his tab? He's actually being sued by this guy from Miami for the $80,000 that he didn't pay up for the ticket. Did he think he was supposed to get those tickets for free, L Boogie?
I stand corrected, Ro, before I answer that question. It's $41 million in county.
Oh, damn. That's even more ridiculous. $41 million just to show up.
And my question is, honestly, it's not how much he's making, it's how much of that is he gonna put on himself.
Right. $5-10 million, what? Just to double up?
Why not? $7 million the first six, and why not go 12 the last six? He'll have somebody go in, all right? Now, if we go past six, put this much money on me. I'm telling you, the streets is talking. You know he got a runner. You know it's going down. And him not paying the tab, I'm Money Mayweather. I blessed your spot. You should be paying me, buddy. I'm the money team. How much money did I bring to your establishment?
Streets. That's what I'm talking about. You should be paying me for showing up at Hoboken.
I'm arguably one of the best ever to do it. 44 have tried. 44 has been knocked to the canvas.
Hey, you know what we need to do, man? We got to go to the asylum, man, because, you know, it's super hot in the asylum, man. We got to bring the other brother from the sports officials. You know, they're not artificial. Hey, they official, man. You know what I mean?
Not artificial.
So we're going to bring in the other half. Big brother T. Nick.
How you doing, brother?
Man, you know what it is? Man, it's Friday the 13th. It's the biggest weekend ever coming up for the rest of 2013, man. And I'm super excited. You know what I'm saying? Alabama, Texas A&M, Floyd Mayweather, Canelo, San Fran, Seattle. Come on, man. Dallas, Kansas City.
You might have made me do the fast. You might have made me do Master P. I'm about to do Master P.
I'll tell you, it's funky this weekend.
Man, I'm going to tell you, man, normally, you know, normally by the gracious of you guys, good hearts, y'all let me just run off. You know, so tonight, though, I'm just going to let you you throw something out there, what you've been talking about, because I've been listening. I'm with the streets, dog. Ears to the street.
I know
they're listening.
Right.
Hey, whatever you throw out, man, you throw a topic out there, and I'm going to tell you what I've been thinking about it. So, T-Row, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead. What you been thinking about, man? Just throw it out
there.
Here
we go. We're going to run out seven quick questions, and I need your honesty.
Honesty is imperative. That's all I can tell
you. And
you
cannot be like the OG scorekeeper and say he's going to wait and talk to me on Monday.
Scorekeeper know how I get down, man. I keep score. Scorekeeper is a scorekeeper, but I keep scoring. That's all I'm saying. What you got for me, T? Go ahead. I'm with
question
you.
Question number one.
Yes, sir.
Who you got? I need who you got and a score on number one Alabama going down to College Station and the 12th man against number six Texas A&M. Talk to me.
Okay, so you said going down to Texas A&M with Alabama. All I can tell you is let me hear it to you. Goddamn time. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you, man. Roll damn time. I don't know if you heard the audio or not, but Harvey is
right.
You know what I'm saying? That's my type of fan right there. Roll damn tide. I'm going to give it to you. Roll damn tide by nine. That's what I'm going to tell you right there. Roll damn tide by nine. What else you got for me, cuz?
Question number two. San Francisco, Seattle, rematch. Last time San Francisco got their head busted. 42-13 in Seattle. Prediction.
Let me tell you the problem is, they probably would have won this game. You know, but I forgot the player name, man, the defensive player who called these cats Seattle. He called them Seattle. And if you was on the Seattle Seahawks, Seattle, you coming to my home, you the NFC champions, you went to the Super Bowl. Yeah, y'all beat Green Bay last week. That's because they played that zone defense and kept it through for 400 yards, and they forgot to cover Anquan Boldin. Nah, I'm going with Seattle. Plus two. Give it to me. Give me Seattle. 24. And matter of fact, plus three. 24-21. Give them to me. What else you want?
Question number three. Your boys, the Atlanta Falcons. I'm not going to say they're your boys, but you're down there in the ATL.
Yeah.
Will they start off 0-2 this season?
Hey. Can I revert back to question number two right quick? I just want to say Seattle going to make – I'm going to go Texas on Seattle. I'm going to go Texas on San Fran. Seattle going to make San Francisco read these Nikes like Willie D said. That's all I want to tell you. I just want to tell you that. Man, they're going to make you read these Nikes. That's all I want to say to the young boys and girls. If you don't know anything about Willie D, go ahead and Wikipedia or whatever that they do for them these days. Look at Willie D. Willie D's Nikes. But like you just said, ATL versus St. Louis, man. ATL 0-1, St. Louis 1-0. I'm in the ATL. I'm going to tell you, bro, them linebackers, they can't cover tight ends, man. Roddy White, he out this week, man. Julio Jones, he hurting this week. I'm going to tell you for real. I'm going to give you some insight. That offensive line, they got a couple dudes that's going to be out this week, man. I'm going with St. Louis. I'll let you hear me. Nelly. I love you, hear me, Nelly. That's a country grammar.
Let me switch gears with question number four and five.
Go ahead.
Are you surprised
from players from Oklahoma State, former players.
I'm going to keep going. I'm going to say hell no. You keep on talking. Hell no. I'm going to tell you why. Because there's only one university who players don't talk. Do y'all know who that university is? Hey, players don't talk. Who university that is? Do you know?
The U.
What's my favorite, Mr. Controversy? Right before my call, he called and he told y'all last week. He guaranteed you that the U was going to take out Florida. And I was with it. Hey, man, by the way, y'all, that last week's show, man, I really appreciate y'all letting us host, co-host that show with y'all. Boy, that was the flavor. That was the,
hey,
that was the flavor in your ear like Craig Mack for all those who don't know. But I'm just going to tell you, man, I'm going to go in with you, man. I'm going to tell you, Oklahoma State, with all that BS, all I can say, man, if y'all got the chance, call Neely Neal. Because I done told him about that old dirty stuff the Big 12 been doing. Oklahoma State, man, what's that, MBG, right?
Number nothing but garbage.
Until they start paying them boys. They started paying them. They had the weed boys, you know what I'm saying? They had the rock boys on the team. They were selling the weed, you know what I'm saying? They had to go to school. They was getting the academics right. But you know what, man? I ain't going to fret it, man, because the NCAA, you know, they'll come down on everybody else and give everybody else a slap on the wrist, including Johnny Football, you know what I'm saying? But the U, man, boy, they hit us like it ain't nothing. Give me another question, man. But I ain't surprised by Oklahoma State. Mm. All I want to say is Oklahoma and Texas, y'all next, because I know y'all dirty. Y'all dirty like the SEC. You're dirty. You're riding dirty like UGK.
Take it easy. question number five on the topic of you heard it here first. Who's going first? Lane Kiffin or Mack Brown this season? Who's going first?
Lane Kiffin is a sitting duck. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm going to take you back to last year in the I can't remember the name of that bowl. That bowl game down there in Texas. What's that bowl game down there in Texas? What's that bowl game down there in Texas, T-Ro?
The Cotton Bowl?
That was Oklahoma.
The Alamo Bowl.
Yeah, the Alamo.
He had the sunglasses on. Remember that game? Georgia Tech rolled their heads. Y'all remember that?
I remember.
We're talking about Georgia Tech. No passing game now. They run the old school wishbone from way back, Oklahoma, Nebraska days. Rolled their ass, right? And he was sitting there with them glasses on. And, you know, him and his, what was that? Who was Lane Kiffin? His daddy? His uncle? Whoever it was.
Yeah,
they
his
went
daddy.
Out picking that
daddy.
Night. Right. Monty. I'm sorry. Sure. My apologies. I apologize. You know what I'm saying? Like, new edition. But he was riding that old, I'm kicking it. I had the glasses on. You got beat by Georgia Tech like that? Seriously? You got rolled out, Lane Kiffin. He got booed last week. I'm going to say this, 550 yards from Brigham Young University, BYU. Who? For real? For real? For real.
Question six. I'm going to let Ro finish with seven. Who you got in the fight, Canelo? Or you got the money team?
Canelo, I like you, Canelo. I'm going to tell you this. It ain't a fight. Mayweather in the decision. You know why? Because the flavor of the month. Floyd Weather. That's what I call him. Not Floyd Mayweather. He's Floyd Weather. He ain't no knockout artist, dog. He ain't going to knock nobody out. Boogie, who the last person that Floyd Mayweather knocked out? Tell me right quick.
It was Ricky Hatton.
He's a boxer. He's a boxer. That's what he do. He'll box your ass to death. He's going to box you. And that's what he do. OG Scorekeep, I got to disagree with you, man. I know you said it's an upset, yada, 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 this, that, and the other. My brother Floyd is a boxer. He's going to box your ass to death. He's going to put that shoulder out there. He's going to duck. He's going to move. He's going to groove. Money team. Hey, for real, I wish you could pay my damn bill tomorrow, because, you know, I'm going to pay that damn money to see that fight. I'm going to tell you, dog. Money team is for real, man. He's for real,
hey, man.
Nobody going to beat him.
Question seven.
Nobody going to beat him.
Question seven.
Yes,
question seven, bro.
Yes, sir.
Who you got in the Manning Bowl? You got older brother or little brother?
Let me tell you, man. Older brother on the road. He got the passing going. You know, he got everything rolling. You know what I'm saying? He got Decker. Decker had a bad game, you know, the first game against Baltimore. You know, you had D. Thomas showed out, showed his thing. Wes Welker showed out, showed his thing. Julius Thomas showed out, showed his thing. But let me ask y'all this. T-Row, who was the running back that showed out, showed his thing? Who was their running back? Yep. Got quiet, didn't it? They ain't got no running game, bro.
Was it Monty Ball? I don't know who it was.
Let me give you another one. Was it No'Shawn Marino? Who was it?
No, he don't play for the Broncos no more, Marino.
See, that's what you're slipping, brother. No'Shawn started the game. No'Shawn got the run.
I thought it was Hillman.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. We don't know who they running back is. You know what I'm saying? I'm with you, dog. We don't know. So if you can't run the ball, and I'm going to flip you to the Giants side. You know, the Giants, we know they got Victor Cruz. We know they got Hakeem Nicks. We know they got Ruben. We know they got Ruben from LSU.
Ruben
Randall.
Yeah.
We know they got Ruben. We know they got the tight end from Oakland, Brandon Myers. We know they got him.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, what we also know is David Wilson, the running back, is in the doghouse for Tom Coughlin. What we also know is they re-signed Brandon Jacobs to make sure Brandon Wilson hold on to that rock when he run the ball. So I'm going to tell you this. Go ahead and give me a little brother. Little brother got two Super Bowls. Big brother got one. I'm going with little brother, bro. I'm going with little brother, and I'm going to say this is what the score. But the streets, I'm going with little brother.
I want to say my bad on that Willis McGahee. Not Willis McGahee, but that's who I was thinking of instead of Mashawn. Moreno. Yeah, I was thinking about Willis McGahee. My bad.
Hey, man. Hey, I already know. You on your toes, dog. I already know you on your toes. I'm going to tell you right here, 28-24, give it to the Giants. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want to say. And one more time before I go, man. All I want to say, y'all talking about TCU and Texas Tech, that Big 12 football, Nilly Neal, y'all in sugar, honey, iced tea. And all you got to do is take the capital letters and the things I wrote. Sugar with the S, honey with the H, ice with the I, tea with the T. Big 12, y'all ain't nothing. You ain't got nothing, man. The NBB as the streets would say, you're nothing but garbage. And Brady, your antics didn't cross the line. Because I'm going to tell y'all, man, before I go, I played flag football with OG scorekeeper. I'm going to tell you, he said some worst things to me as a quarterback. He was the quarterback, and I was a tight end. He said some worst things to me, what Brady said to them boys last night, man. Hey, the streets are talking. Everybody listen. Hey, I'm going to tell you this one time right here. I'm going to tell you like this. The streets are talking, and if you don't know about no applesauce, they got the mock. If you don't know about no applesauce, the streets got the mock. Look it up, bro. T-Row, I appreciate you taking my call, man. Boogie, I appreciate you taking
call,
man. Hey, everybody out there, hold it down. Hold it down, man. We ain't artificial. We official. And we only official because we're on the streets, and the streets are talking. Appreciate it, brothers.
That's what I'm talking about, L Boogie. You know what I mean? So we got a couple of people picking Canelo, the underdog, in the fight. And then, you know, we got some guys going with the money team, you know. And I think it's going to be, exciting, man. You know, it's going to be a war. And I think that Floyd going to be able to pull it out, man. I just think Floyd got too much of a defense, and he's so quick that, you know, it's kind of hard to catch up with it, man. You know, sometimes it can be, you can't hit what you can't see. That's what I said against the Ghost, you know. And I think after a while, Canelo will start chasing. It's just going to get hard from there, you know what I mean?
Everybody looks good in highlights before they get in the ring with the money team. Everybody looks good. Ooh, he look cold. Ooh, he might give Floyd some work. And they come out wearing sunglasses.
Ha! Street!
They look pretty at the weigh-in. They should have it before and after.
This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing.
Man, we want to dedicate this to everybody who said we wasn't going to do it, man. The streets is talking.
And all the niggas in the struggle.
The sports officials, man. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. 347-855-8896. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Oh! Man, big up to Pac, man. When we come back, we're going to talk a little entertainment. We got some interesting things, man, on the block, man. For real, for real. Salute, Pop. We got you at the end of the show, baby.
You never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight because I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk, Master Flex, Love, Bug, Starsky. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. With Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Five carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got to ride the limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps the act with mix on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive. And it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label. Yeah.
Woo! Man, the show hot. We on fire tonight.
And if you don't know,
now you know.
Now
the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop with my co-host Juelz the G and T Row. I'm your host, the L Boogie, the infamous, the diabolical. Now, man, let's get on this entertainment, man.
Already.
I just got a call, man, and my man say L L O Lamar Odom, a.k.a. L.O., he's looking at a DUI charge, and it's a maximum up to 6 years. Up to 6 years with L.O. And secondly, what's your take on Fat Joe just was sentenced 4 months for tax evasion? Now, what's your thoughts on those two things before I tell you about the third thing that's gonna kill it? But tell me about those two things first, bro.
Man, first of all, L.O., damn, Lamar Odom. You know, I pray for my dude, man. The streets is out there for you, L.O. You know, I feel for you, man. It just seems like you on that downward slope. And, you know, I know things will get better for you, Pippen. I know that you might not be able to, you know, actually serve the sentence. I know you got enough money to probably, you know, pay to get some, you know, some probation or, you know, whatever the case may be. But I hope my dude don't do jail time. If he has to, I hope it's not a full 6 years. I hope, you know, something is in it to where it helps him, you know, get himself back together. You know, because L.O. is a good dude. I think he's a good player, a good fit in the NBA. It's just an unfortunate situation. Now, Fat Joe, not tax evasion. Fat Joe, what the hell are you thinking, man? The first people you pay is Uncle Sam, man. With all the money you've been making, you didn't pay your taxes. That should have been the least of your worries, man. You should have been able to pay your taxes first, so that way you keep the lump sum that you make. So what, Uncle Sam want a chunk of what you get, a piece of the pie? You already knew that coming in. Come on, man. There's been too many people in front of you, too many entertainers, too many athletes, too many, just too many people out there, period, that you have been able to witness go through this. And now you have to serve a sentence for not paying Uncle Sam, man. I don't want to say L Boogie, that's what you get. But at the same time, man, that just don't even make sense to me, brother. You know what I'm saying? We all know we got to pay it up front, got to get the taxes up, man, so that way you can have that lump sum. I just, L Boogie, I don't understand. What's your thoughts on it? Is he deserving of it, or should he got a cut, or what you think?
It's like the streets, man. You know, the IRS, you know, the FBI, the DEA, the ATF, they don't like when you make more money than them. They don't like these hip-hop guys for real making all this money, making their daughters and sons, you know, dance to the hip-hop and get tattoos and get, you know, tattoos and fake teeth. They can't stand it. So the streets is talking. Fat Joe, you represent DJ Khaled. He's down with CMB. I mean, you mean to tell me you guys didn't have the right lawyers to do this? But like I always say, you know you smell the money. Temptation, man. Put it in my pocket or give it to them folks. You know what the deal is. And then my man, L.O., like you said, blessed love to Lamar Odom. I hope he gets it together. Maybe he can get back in the league, but we want him to get his life together first. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe sitting down a while might save his life. You know, he's going through a situation. He might, you know, the Kardashian, you know, Khloe looks like she might file for divorce. Who knows? So we just want him to get his life together first. Then maybe he can get it together on the court. So it's going to be very interesting. Hopefully now he checks into the clinic, and maybe they just smack him on the hand, give some community service or something, and, you know, maybe he can do work release program through the L.A. Lakers.
Right.
Money talk. You already know.
Right.
And let me say this, Ro. Last on the list. You know, I had to really, really, you know, go into some research, and the streets is talking.
What you got?
Man, listen to this, man. In Detroit, Michigan, it was a guy. He was getting his house torn down by the state. He had a friend who had a house was next door that wasn't being used. So guess what he did, Ro?
What'd he do, baby?
He switched the addresses on the houses, and when the state came out, they tore down this dude's house, man. They crushed the wrong house and kept it moving.
Streets. Now, see, that's what you call a smart dude. He knew he didn't have the money to pay up. He knew that they were going to come and demolish the house. That's a smart street dude. You know what I'm saying? You can't be no smarter than that, player. Now, that's how you get it in. So they came and demolished the house next door, and Pippen's still living in the house right now?
He's still there. I don't know if they came back and, you know, if we heard about it and the streets is talking. Who knows if it got back to the, you know, to the state and they came out and really did the house. But that's taxpayers' money. It was just a job for one. Sorry. Got the wrong house. It was only a job for one. When they going to pay some more money, it's going to cost some more money for the guys to come out and tear it down and clean up than it is to let that house stay.
That's what I'm talking about. Streets.
And I would give his name, but it's the streets. You can't give out that type of information. We'd be snitching and we ain't like that. If those guys, those former guys who snitched on the program, you need to be ashamed of yourself because you didn't snitch when you was getting yours. You snitches.
You snitches. Code of conduct around here. It's a code. You never break the code.
That's what you signed up for. You knew what it was when you got involved. You knew when you stepped on campus at a recruit trip that it was going down. You're 16, 17, 18 years old having your first major encounter with telling the girlfriend to tell a girlfriend. You saw the movie, He Got Game.
Whoa, 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 Jesus.
So you think it was going down back then. Imagine now. The streets is talking.
Well, I tell you.
And we can't forget the infamous, the legend, Tupac Shakur, who was gunned down. And if you notice, another prize fight, September 14th. And we want to give a shout out to Tupac, one of the greatest. All Eyes on Me, the Machiavelli, Tupacalypse Now, Strictly for My Nigga. And we can go on and on, Thug Life, Volume 1, Thug Life, Volume 2. But we want to just salute you, Tupeezy. Because if you were still alive, maybe hip-hop would be too. And we just want to give a shout-out to him and also the most, the other guy and the other guy and the other guy. And when I say that, I mean just to the guys who gave it up and risked their lives for this thing we call hip-hop slash rap music. And also, I want to give a big up to my man, Barry Bonds. Yo, Barry, they can't get you, man. Untouchable. Money talk. The streets talk. My man, Barry, looking at maybe $4,000, $4 million in fines for evidence evasion with the steroid scandal. Big up to you, Barry. I salute you. Beat them at their own game.
You know.
Coming up next, we got the Freestyle Friday. And Raw.
What's the deal?
It's Friday the 13th, baby. Special edition of Friday the 13th flow. When we come back. Oh, to my man Pop. We love you, man. The streets are soft.
Before I wait, please God, walk. Grab a nigga and take me out. Back in elementary, thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest. Until I got that Thug Life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me?
I'm not living in the past, you wanna last. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with us, he's deceased. Call him the siren, seen him murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace. Is there heaven for a G? Remember me. So many homies in the cemetery, shed so many tears. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many peers and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world, cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell. Ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell. What did I fail? My life is in denial. And when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand near me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets, I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to peace and screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game. No memories, just the misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please Lord, forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. God, I lost so many peers. And Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicide. Drive-bys taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by. Brokenhearted as I glance at the chalk line, getting high. This ain't the life for me. I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game. I'm trapped inside a maze. See the Tangeray influence me. They're getting crazy, bitch, you're losing lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises. Think she's fucking on my boys. Can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord, I've lost so many years and shed so many tears.
Ooh-wee. Man, we see you probably looking down on us, man. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Juel to G, T-Row, L Boogie. Man, NFL is going down. Big games this weekend. When you call on Monday, let us know what you think about the recap. And it's always Monday Night Football, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh going on while we on the show. You got San Francisco, Seattle. You got a lot of games this weekend. Washington going up to Lambeau. It's frenzy. You got Johnny Manziel, a.k.a. Johnny Money, at home. Roll Tide coming into town. And you know when you the road team, you know that what you want them to do when you beating them. The famous quote, look at their faces. That's what you look forward to as the road team. And then you got the big fight. I can't wait. Prime time. Book, book, book. Canelo Alvarez. Against the money team, TMT, baby, is going down. 44-0 against 42-0-1. But you can't hit what you can't see. That's what somebody told me.
Yeah.
So, on that note, man, it's Freestyle Friday. You know I got to start it off, man. I'm dedicating this one to Pac, man, and the Friday the 13th, man. You know what I mean? The streets is talking. And when we talking, everybody listening. You know what I mean? Give me a little bit more in the headphones, bro. Let me tell you this. Man, it's crazy. I'm waiting for the hook to come in, man. But they can't do it like us. You know why? Because when I look up in the sky, who do it be? It's me, your boy Boo Meeks, man. I'm coming from 93. I do see my sis. She looking at me. She smile and know what she called me. Yeah, Boo Meeks. I see you, OG, down in the ATL. I'm coming at you, man, and you know I'm high as hell. And who's entailed? Oh, man. I yelled, and babies call me LL. Man, I took her to the hotel. Let's have some fun. I'm going to Vegas. Check the spot up. Oh, man, yeah, they paid us. I'm getting a cut. You know I was selling that. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't crack. Man, F with me. I'm like Ricky and Jay-Z. I never played a game with JV. Man, I'm a living legend. I'm on my nuts. And I don't care what you say, baby, I want your guts. If you ain't got pretty toes, I ain't messing with you. Man, my crew is like the wolf. I'm done, I'm finished. EMD and B in business. I stutter, but I don't give a fuck. Let's have some. Oh, man, let me quit, man. The streets is talking.
My
I might have sold 3 copies on that one, man.
3 copies, boo.
Man, I know they laughing at me back in the lab, man. Oh, gee, I see you, man. Heaven know, man. I know you listening, man. TV.
On one. That's what I'm talking about. Boy, you off the chain with it, boy. It's Friday the 13th. You know what I mean?
I got the Heisman Trophy right here, man. We about to go to Vegas and picture me rolling like Pop. You already know.
Well, then, let's bring in Skeeter Mo Jiggins Johnson the third one good time before we roll out and get on this road, you know what I'm saying? So that way we can start getting our festivities in. You underdig? Yo, Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson the third.
Man, what the business is?
Man, the streets is talking, man, on this Friday the 13th, man. You know, it's a hot, hot weekend. And before we get your spitter on, I want to ask you, man, who you got tomorrow between the Money Team and Canelo Alvarez? 44-0 versus 42-0. Who you got?
Man, it's a win-win situation, man. Everybody win, man. Everybody getting money.
You ain't lying.
It's going to be a 12-rounder. It's going to be a 12-rounder, and your boy Mayweather going to hit the club after he finished.
So we're going 12 rounds in a decision.
Oh, yeah, as usual.
As usual. Well, you heard it here. All right, Skeetermo, whenever you ready, baby, knock us out.
All righty, man. One more time for your mind, man. It's Skeetermo Johnson Jenkins Jr. the third. You heard North Park Finest, huh? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All I know is to get the dough like the dope man. I deliver like Jesus, the pizza, and the postman. Green that I'm smoking, reeking off my clothes, and gotta fly far away if it offend. 357 on me like I'm Charles Bronson. Nigga got a death wish, then I can comp him. Nigga with an attitude, but I ain't from Compton. Just bought an elbow, time to get it jumping. You can catch me slumming. Same chick, 36 years old, still on the same shit. The streets is talking with the sports officials. Princess Cut Diamond got me shining like some crystals. I pack my pistol because I'm in the game. I shake it broad like a snow globe for the chain. And for a change, I smack your dame up for the guap. It's spelling my 5,000 and a nigga out.
Ah, oh, nigga threw the sports officials in there and everything. Woo! That's what I'm talking about, Skeeter Ball.
Oh, yeah.
How you been the last couple of weeks, man? Damn.
Oh, man, you know, I was on Best Slumming last week, man. I had got too tipsy. I threw my kinfolk at Fort Worth, the funky town, you know what I mean? And, man, I was out of there. That's my apologies last week. You know, that was on me, but, you know, it won't happen again. You did.
Street.
No
Keeping
doubt.
Keeping it in the street. You know what I'm saying?
Happy to see him back in the asylum, man. He's locked back into his cell, man. We kept it fresh for him.
Oh, yeah, man. You know it's one love, maximum respect, man, to you boys, man, and I'm out of here.
Man, all
no
day
doubt.
Already. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, L Boogie. Good show, baby. You know I love you, man. I'm going to give some quick shout-outs. You know, shout-out to the whole crew, man. You, Jewel G, Young Steph, you know, hanging out, doing this thing. Finesse, always, man, top of the line, brother. Appreciate you dropping that intro for us, you know what I mean? Hot and sweaty all the time. All the callers in the asylum, special shout-out to the sports officials. You know, they're not artificial. We're official around this joint, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I'll be checking you guys out Sunday morning. You know what it is. We'll talk a little football, give you my predictions, you know. And then, you know, out to the fam, always to my nephew, good looking, coming down this weekend, man. And, yeah, I can't wait till this weekend, El Boogie. You ready to get on this road, man? Let's go hit this Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I'll be calling the sports officials from the pool, man, 7 a.m., man, with breakfast, strawberries, and bananas, man. Look at the bikinis, man. Streets is talking, man. No question. Man, no question. Shout out. Shout out to the money team, Canelo. Man, everybody participating. It's a big Saturday. Get money. Everybody that's in on the crew, man, all the streets who've been listening, we love you. And make sure if you want to hear yourself, go back in or you missed something. And you can tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. If they missed it, they can still go back and listen to some previous shows of this one. And we on again Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And we the UGK of this sports talk show. One more time, shout out Benedictine, Lil Daniel. Tupac, we with you, baby. And on our way down to Vegas, we want all the callers to pictures us rolling. They supposed to be happy in the streets. They supposed to be happy we going to Vegas. That's what they do, huh? Let's go, Ro. We'll see him on Monday with a cocktail.
But I ain't one selling, don't wanna be another number. I got a fucking gang of weed to keep you going under. The federalists wanna see me dead. Niggas put prices on my head. Now I got 2 hot dollars by my bed. I beat them lead. Now I'm released, how will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirt a nigga did? To be kids, one life to live. It's so hard to be positive when niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thugging the world of a war zone. My homies is dead mates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, following your man. Steaming on ways to put the greatest on the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling, crossing the beans on rings that isn't stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are born. I'm like a fiend if I leave on this dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beating in my hands are swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be holding. Picture me rolling. Easy now. Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me rolling. Nigga. Hey, but peep out my nigga Slug, dude. Get to the back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate the steady swinging. Make me wanna start bang banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 Glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remand, burning back Lex and Chevy's on the roam. 96 big body, sing no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pocket's bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Picture me rolling. Roll away. Picture me rolling.
been. Formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bastard seat, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they're slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the pot, they got my chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't beat you niggas creeping. It's how I do it every weekend, I dump him mad. The time I count the proper TKO, you got the wrong spot. Niggas on the clock, I get the liquor and you can get the female. It's freaking shit that we inflict and get the street sales.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on swollen, boss hog and this pocket, nigga. Picture us a rubber.